Well, good morning to you. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you again the Word of God, God's precious Word, God's precious book. Amen. Good to be here this morning on the broadcast. I want to say we appreciate each one that's tuned in this way and hope that you are praying for us that we might be a blessing to someone out there today and try to point some precious soul to the Lord Jesus. He's the only one that is able to take away the sin of this world and of individuals. It's only one. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is deliverance through Jesus Christ. And I trust today that if you're out there unsaved this morning, that you'll turn your heart to the Savior and listen to the Word of God and listen to the Holy Spirit as He deals with your heart and respond to it and say yes to Jesus in these last days. Good to be here. We appreciate every listener. Hope it'll be a blessing to those that are shut in. Trust that God will use it for your benefit today from the Word of God. Be a blessing to your heart today. I want to invite you to church this morning. Out there, somebody I'm sure is listening that don't go to the house of God. You may be out of church, away from the Lord in your life. You may be unsaved. Whatever the need is, we want to invite you to church this morning. Jesus died for the church, gave himself for it, established it, set it up on this earth for a witness to those around here. And he wants you to come and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is. Now that's applied to the saved folk. And that's a requirement that we be in the house of God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is. And so we invite you to come today to be in the house of God with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We're members here. Teach auditorium class, and Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God, and I hope it'll be a blessing today if you'll just come to be in the house of God today. Sunday school begins at 10, and then worship at 10:45, and then at 5 o'clock for the Sunday evening service, and then 7 for the prayer meeting on Wednesday. And you come throughout the week, I believe you'll enjoy the services and you'll get something out of it to the benefit of your soul. And so you come today. Like to see you come to the house of God. And I want to pray for your needs this morning. A lot of folks that are shut in, we want it to be a blessing to you today. You're not able to go to the house of God, and I trust that somehow the service would be a real blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to you. Be an encouragement to your heart as you look to the Lord for strength and for grace for the day. He's able to give you that. He did promise. He said, my grace is sufficient. It's sufficient. It's always enough. You don't have a problem too big for the grace of God. You don't have a day too long for the grace of God. You don't have a night too dark for the grace of God. It's there with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Jesus made that promise. My grace is sufficient. And so you trust that today, and you look to the Lord and claim that grace that God provided for you this morning. So it's good to be here. Good to be back for the microphone again today and try to bring to you the Word of God. We've been going back to the book of Philemon this morning. After we have some songs today, hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing the songs and be an uplift to your heart today. Songs always help. I love songs. I love scriptural songs, spiritual songs, hymns, and those you can make melody in your heart to the Lord with. And I appreciate those, and I trust it'll be a blessing to you today. Let's pray. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for this opportunity to have to come to the throne of grace and before the microphone again today. Try to be a blessing and a help to some precious soul that needs your strength this morning, needs your help. Some need salvation. Some needs grace. And you did promise that. And I pray you'd help them today to look to you. Look unto me all the ends of the earth, you said in the Word of God. And so I trust today that somebody get help today from the broadcast. Be a blessing. The song should be an encouragement to their hearts. The Word of God be food for their soul this morning. Have your will and way. Help our nation today. Oh, God, help our nation to get back to you. Lord, you know the sin that's going on in our country today and around the world. You know the perverseness of society that we're living in today. The sin that's prevailing every situation. I pray, oh God, extend mercy to our country and to this world today. Bless your church, God. Give it strength to stand in these last days. Help the men of God to take the word of God and thunder out the truth that's found in these scriptures today. May folks be receptive to it. May the Holy Ghost take the word of God that's pure and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword and apply it to the hearts of those that need you today. Have your will and way. This morning we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs now and hope it will be a blessing to your heart today and uplift to you. I always appreciate songs and what a blessing it is we can enjoy the songs of Zion. You listen now as they sing. Amen. Well, hope you enjoyed the singing this morning. That was a blessing to you. The book of Philemon this morning, right before Revelation. The book of Philemon, right before Hebrews, rather. And Philemon, let's begin reading in verse 10. I read some last Sunday from this and hope to be a blessing to your heart today. You know the story about Philemon, of course, on the slave Onesimus that was a bondservant to him. And he run away from him, stole from him, and wound up in jail. And in that time, the Apostle Paul won him to the Lord. He introduced him to Jesus, and he found deliverance. And then he began to make restitution, go back to where he came from, and put himself upon the mercy of Philemon, which fortunately, divinely, was a believer and had a church there in their house, and one that Paul had won to the Lord. My, how God arranges things. How God arranges things. And so he wrote a letter to Philemon. Paul did. Wrote him a letter and was interceding for Onesimus and to go back to where that he came from. Paul would have loved to have him there with him. But he felt it needful for him to go back and make restitution and present himself there to Philemon and to the church that was in his house. And oh, what grace looks like. Amen. Verse 10, the Bible said, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him, that is mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. Without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. I'm going to stop reading there. We may read a little further on in the broadcast today. But I want us to notice something about these scriptures again. Maybe be recapping a little bit this morning. But Paul identified himself to Philemon. He identified himself as, in verses 9, he said, I've been such an one as Paul the aged. Paul the aged. He identified himself as who he was, Paul the aged, the apostle. Verse 1, the Bible said that he talked about a Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And so he sent a letter to him and identified himself, who he was. And what a blessing it was for Philemon to get a letter from the Apostle Paul. Always a joy to hear from him. This man was dear to his heart. This man had won him to the Lord. Now, this man was instrumental, and of course, in that church that was in their house there. And so it was a joy to hear from him, and we see the love that was expressed here between these two individuals. Philemon loved Paul. Paul loved Philemon, and yet here had come in the life of Paul a prisoner, a bondservant of Philemon, name of Onesimus, ran away from him, stole from him. But then he couldn't get away from the Lord. He got put there where Paul was and, of course, accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior and his Lord. Changed his life. Oh, isn't it good to see lives that are changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ? Isn't it good to see the Word of God still works? Amen. It still works. Don't matter where you're at, maybe in the jailhouse, maybe somewhere in the church house or at your own house, but the grace of God, I can present you with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he identified himself as a servant, his position as a servant. He said, I, Paul the aged. Now, Paul was on in years. And, you know, it's good to see on in years, but still serving the Lord. He was still serving God. He was still, didn't matter what his age was, he hadn't served his time. He wasn't in prison for serving God and the Lord there, in particular, of the Lord. But, of course, he was in prison for the gospel. We know that. But I tell you, he was there for serving the Lord. And the aged one, he was up in years, but he was still serving the Lord. He was still preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so he was there for the preaching of the gospel, and still preaching the gospel. And so because of that, because he didn't give up when things got bad, he didn't give up when things got hard, he just kept on preaching. And so there come a man into his cell or into the jail, Onesimus, and he heard the gospel and repented of his sins and got saved by God's grace. And Paul began to mentor him, began to encourage him and to teach him the word of God, took him under his wing there and began to minister to him as a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we're all alike in that. It didn't matter who it was, whether Paul, didn't matter if he was a thief. It didn't matter to him who it was, if he was a murderer. It didn't matter to him who it was, what he had done. He didn't shun him for what he had done. Well, you're a thief. You stole from Philemon, and so therefore I'm not going to have anything to do with you. No, he just preached the gospel to him. He loved him. Just like Jesus loved him. And that's the kind of love that's shown in the hearts of every believer. The love of God is spread abroad in their hearts through Jesus Christ. And so he saw that love there, and he preached to him the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Paul was a prisoner of Jesus. He identified himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ. His position was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Now, he was in jail, but that didn't mean... That's not what he's talking about. He was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He was under the control of another. And that another was the Lord Jesus Christ. A prisoner of Jesus Christ. He was doing what Jesus told him to do. Preach the gospel. I'm going to show you how great a thing you're going to suffer for my name's sake. And so he was preaching the gospel. He's a prisoner of Jesus Christ. That's the second time in this chapter, in this book, that Paul identified himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ. But he knew who he is serving. He knew who he belonged to. But in verse 1, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, he knew his allegiance was to one that had saved him by the grace of God. Where did Jesus find him at? Well, he found him on the road to Damascus. And he was a murderer. He was a thief. I mean, he was a murderer. And he was one that was persecuting the church of the living God. And God found him on the road to Damascus, going there with letters and warrants in his pocket to get those that preached Jesus and put them in jail and have them put to death. That's what he went for, how to do that. But on the way there, Jesus arrested him. Amen. And he became a prisoner of Jesus Christ through the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And he got saved by God's grace. So now, he belonged to another. His position was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He meant a forgiven prisoner, a liberated prisoner, not one that was restricted, but one that had liberty to serve, liberty to preach, liberty to sing, liberty to pray, and liberty to live for the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. And that's what he was doing. He might have been in jail, but he was doing what Jesus wanted him to do. He was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So the second time, he identified himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And he said, I beseech thee. Oh, listen. I beseech thee, he said, for my son Onesimus. Oh, listen. My son Onesimus. Now, this was resonating in the life and the heart of Philemon. Philemon's reading this and probably reading it to the church eventually. But he was reading this and said, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus. I can see him as he looked up from that letter, Onesimus as he stood there before him with his head bowed, with probably tears running down his cheeks. He'd walked back into the place that he'd run away from, stolen from this man, and betrayed the trust this man had in him, how the things that he owed him. And it was back there standing before him. I can almost see him as he looked up at Onesimus. And when Paul said, "I beseech thee for my son, Onesimus." Now, he knew what that meant. He knew what that meant because Paul was his father in the Lord. Amen. He was his son, his father in the Lord. He was Paul's son in Jesus also. And so that put him on the same standing that he had with Paul himself. That put Onesimus on the same level with him. "My son Onesimus." And no doubt Paul had told Philemon many times, "Son, I want you to learn this Bible. I want you to read this Bible. I want you to serve the Lord Jesus." I taught him a son many times, no doubt, as we do a lot of times when we look at the younger ones that's around us, and we're on the same level, we're on the same standing, but positionally speaking, there's some folks that are over us in the Lord, and they have won us to Jesus Christ. They have pointed us to Calvary. They have been instrumental in us growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there was a respect there, and all of a sudden, Onesimus was on the same standing that Philemon was on with the Apostle Paul. And so I beseech thee, for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Paul said, "I may be in jail, Philemon. I'd be in jail, but I hadn't quit preaching. I hadn't quit winning souls to the Lord Jesus Christ." How this ought to challenge our hearts today. It don't matter what we're going through with us. Don't forget what we're here for is to tell somebody about Jesus Christ, to lead somebody to the Lord and see them saved by the grace of God. Let's don't forget what we're here for. And so Paul didn't forget that. And he said, "I've begotten in my bonds. I've been having it rough. I've been in jail. I've been in shipwreck. I've been everywhere." But he said, "Listen, I've not forgotten what I'm here for, what Jesus called me to do. And this is another one of my fruits that I've sent back to you." He left you as a thief. He left you as a bondservant that wasn't worth anything to you. And he wouldn't do him the job that he should have, even though you paid probably his debts off and all these things. But he said, now he's come back to you. The same, just like I am, at the same standing that I have. And he said, "In my bonds, I didn't quit preaching. I've won this one to the Lord. Now it's up to you to receive him and to help him of the Lord and see that he grows in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus." And boy, that's what our job is today, is to keep on preaching and to keep on serving, and to keep on teaching, and to keep on mentoring somebody that needs our help in the Lord. And that's what it is. Get them saved and then teach them the Word of God. God didn't save them and then turn them loose to try to learn, but he put them under the mentor of a man of God, a church, and that church that he put him in. And that's what he sent him back for, because there's a church back there. There was a church in Philemon's house back there, and he sent him back there. He said, "I would have kept him with me, that he might help me here, and I'd love to have him here, but he'd need to go back to where you are." And so listen, that's what it's for today. And we're here to do that. "And so I've forgotten in my bond." And so the Bible said here, don't forget, Paul was preaching the gospel. Philemon had got saved by the grace of God. And then here come Onesimus in his presence, formerly a bondservant, a thief, and come back saved by the grace of God on the same standing with God that Philemon was. And so, listen, there's a lot more we're going to get into later on this. But aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Aren't you glad we still got a job to do? There's still somebody out there to reach today that needs to hear what we've got to tell them. So may God bless you. It's our prayer on the next Sunday at this same time.